Phyllis Sordor's peaceful life at the Hope Academy in Emiworo in Kogi State, Nigeria, was shattered. Gunmen had invaded the compound, beaten her, threatened her with death, and dragged her away, forcing her to run.
Running, uphill, downhill, kind of in a zigzag manner. We ran for a long time, and you know, I'm an old woman, so I don't run very well. And I very quickly got really tired, and I kept begging them that I could stop and rest, but they wouldn't let me rest. Finally, I got to the point where I couldn't keep going. So I just dropped down on the ground and asked for water.
She never gave an interview to the press about her ordeal, but she did talk to her church about it. And she gave WTOP permission to use the footage. And as she told the story, she was very candid about what happened, including an event that might have saved her life.
So one of the men gave me a bottle of water and I took a drink. Just one drink was all they would give me. And then he poured water on my head, which cooled me down and actually made me feel better.
Still not aware of what was happening, she had made a connection. That connection would fade in the next few moments, but then play a key role again later in her ordeal. But coming up in my next report, she's now forced to face reality.
That I've been kidnapped.
JJ Green, WTOP News.